Good morning, everyone. Welcome to 95.1 Gem FM and Jude's Gems. What's with the weather? I just poked my head out the door and it's wild and woolly out there. Hope it's not wild and woolly when I go home. Now, we have four important times of the year, astrologically speaking, I guess. Two solstices, the midwinter, which celebrates the longest night of the year, and midsummer, which celebrates the longest day. And in between, we have the equinoxes, which celebrate the equal amount of daylight and nightlight. Now, these traditions came from England. They're the old traditions, and they involve the changing of the seasons, such as Samhain, which is October 31st to November 1st, and the start of winter. Now, I must remember, these are England. It's not here. It's in the Northern Hemisphere. Yule is the winter solstice, which is December 21st, which is when we celebrate the winter solstice as well. But they're celebrating the rebirth of the sun, often involving Yule logs and evergreen decorations. Then we have Imbolc, which is the start of spring, February the 1st to the 2nd, a festival of light and purification, marking the first signs of spring. Now the equinox, Ostara, is the March 21st. That's their spring equinox. It's our autumn equinox. It celebrates balance, fertility, and the arrival of spring. Beltane, summer start on the May the 1st. So that one's coming up in England. It's a fire festival celebrating fertility and the beginning of the pastoral summer. Then we have the summer solstice, Letha, on June 21st, the peak of summer celebrating sun's power. And Lagnadasa, or Lammas, is the first harvest festival honouring the grain harvest. Mabon is the autumn equinox, a time for thanksgiving, balance and preparing for winter. That's on September the 21st. So the common traditions around these celebrations is like fire, bonfires or candles to honour the sun or for protection, especially during Beltane and Yule. They have as the nature connection, gathering, decorating with or offering items from nature such as herbs, flowers and fruits. Feasting in community, sharing meals, dancing and gathering to mark the change in seasons and honouring the ancestors, reflecting on the past and honouring ancestors, particularly during Samhain. Of course, these are the times for the Northern Hemisphere, but that is where they all started. And we're probably left behind when the first settlers left England. In our Southern Hemisphere, these can all be celebrated in reverse, such as Samhain, which would be the April 30th to May the 1st, end of harvest, honouring ancestors, and winter's beginning, which is where we are now. So the May 1st is still an important celebration coming up for us. Our winter solstice is on June 21st, so that is when we would celebrate Yule and the return of the sun. Although here in Queensland, it's not really necessary to welcome the return of the sun, as it never really leaves, does it? But we can celebrate the winter solstice, which is on the 21st of December. Now, I've got that round the wrong way, haven't I? That's the summer solstice on the 21st of December. But you get what I mean. Beltane is a fire festival, like I've said, October 31st to November 1, which we tend to celebrate as Halloween. So there is a sort of connection, I think, between them. But anyway, I think Halloween is more of an American invention. But it's still, Beltane still is the thinning of the worlds, the veils between the worlds. So it sort of has a bit of relation to it. But anyway, for music today, I have some Adele and some Music Love Travel. Now, I've had Music Love Travel before. These are a pair of twins. They're Canadian, and they sing in scenic places all around the world. They usually do covers, but they go to all these beautiful places. And I like the sound. They have a nice sound. So here's a bit of Adele for you first.
Mm-hmm. that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. You know how the time flies. Only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the in these.
There was silence in the bedroom all around. And touch me now. I close my eyes and dream away. It must have been love.
Cause there'll be no sunlight if I lose you. just afraid of something they can't understand. Ooh, but little darling, watch me change their minds. And for you, I'll try. Pick up these broken pieces till I'm bleeding. That'll make you mine. 'Cause there'll be no sunlight if I lose you, baby. There'll be no clear skies if I lose you, baby. Just like the clouds, my eyes will do the same. If you walked away every day in the rain, rain.
Yeah, that was Music Love Travel. Now I have a community notice here. Come and play Winter Bingo at the Wangaratta Bowls Club. It's on Friday mornings at 9:30 and it starts on Friday the 1st of May through to the end of September. So it includes bingo payouts, jackpots, raffles, lucky tickets and free morning tea. And where do you go? Will be the Wangaratta Bowls Club, 12 to 14 Maruna Street, Queens Beach, Bowen. And phone 4785-1197 to talk to them about it. Now, I have talked about the old traditions that celebrate the earth, the seasons and the plants, which we have mostly forgotten. Also feel a bit sad about that. Perhaps we've lost something important. I'll talk of Beltane, since that is celebrated on May the 1st, which isn't too far away. Now, Beltane, this is a traditional Celtic fire festival marked on May 1st, and for us in the Southern Hemisphere, October 31st, sitting between spring and summer. It represents the shift from potential growth in all forms, crops, animals, ideas, energy and movement. This is the time of year when everything begins to increase rapidly. In older traditions, fire was used to mark the shift. Bonfires were lit and used for protection and blessing. Livestock were passed through the smoke to keep them healthy, and people would move between the fires as a way of stepping into the new season with protection. I know, in the city it would be hard to move livestock between fires, as well as us, for fire regulations and all that. But I remember when I was young, very young, in Invercargill, in New Zealand, we used to celebrate Guy Fawkes. And there was a farm at the end of our street. And they would put on a huge big bonfire, absolutely massive, and everybody would go around with their Guy Fawkes asking a penny for a guy. The guys were all thrown on there, and everybody from the area around our streets and the streets around all all met at the farm, the end of the streets, and the huge big bonfire went up. It was an amazing time, and it was well for the community. Everybody got together. Just a thought. Anyway, homes and doorways were also important. Flowers and branches, especially hawthorn, were placed at entrances to bring in growth and keep the space protected as the energy of the season increased. Beltane was also seen as a liminal time, meaning the boundary between the worlds was thinner. Because of that, offerings were sometimes left in nature as a sign of respect, especially when asking for growth or abundance. For beginners, the simplest way to understand Beltane is this. It's a time to focus on what you want to grow, not everything at once, just one or two clear intentions. What you start or focus on during this time is believed to gain momentum more easily because it aligns with the natural increase happening around you. So instead of overcomplicating it, you work with that. Set intention, protect your space, focus on growth. Beltane isn't about forcing anything. It's about choosing what you want to expand, while everything else is ready, already doing the same. I'm not sure if us Queenslanders shouldn't be celebrating it at the original time of May 1st, since that is our best time for growing. The summer's not quite so conducive for planting and growing things. And next month in May, we have two moons. We have the flower moon, which is on the 1st of May, and it's saying exactly what this says. Focus your intention for what happens, what you want to grow. And then we have a blue moon at the end of May, which is like a closing. So you've got that time of a month to focus on what it is that you want. Okay, let me see. More music. Adele and some music, Travel Love, because I love these guys.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. About myself, I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So
Another night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, so I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my
this vow forever has now begun.
Right, I have a couple more notices, community notices here. Live It Up in the Whitsundays at the Airlie Beach Festival of Music on the 6th to the 8th of November. Now, it's in its 14th year. The festival features 60-plus acts across 15 venues and a main stage on the water's edge at the Whitsunday Sailing Club. Watch big-name acts and discover new talent. All this within easy walking distance. The atmosphere is electric, as you could imagine. This is the ultimate music holiday, a tropical escape and party in paradise. Check out the Airlie Beach Festival of Music website for the great lineup of talent and ticket sales. That should be so much fun. Now we have Volunteer Week. Join us at the Bowen Community Markets on Sunday the 24th of May and be part of the Volunteer Week celebrations. Volunteer organisations will be present at the markets to highlight the extraordinary work undertaken by local groups. If you have ever considered volunteering, this is the perfect place to explore your options. Speak with representatives, ask questions, and find out how you can make a difference. The expo will feature non-profit pop-up booths and interactive experiences, all designed to inspire action and foster a stronger, more connected community. So come along on Sunday, May 24th, and who knows, you may find a cause that just resonates with you. Okay, now let's talk about Mother Earth. And do we have anything to learn from her? Mother Earth, she is not just nurturing, she is endurance. I think with all the volcanoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, etc., cyclones, whatever, I think we can safely say that we can understand that she's not just a nurturing place. In myths across cultures, she is not soft in the way people expect. She creates, sustains, and reclaims. Everything is born from her, fed by her, and eventually returns to her. She gives life and she takes it back without hesitation, because her power is not in attachments, it is in cycles. There is a version of you that gave without limits, that held everything together, supported everyone, carried more than you should have, believing that your strength was in how much you could endure. But even the earth has boundaries. Seasons change, ground shifts, what no longer grows is released. Mother Earth does not cling to what cannot thrive. She lets it go. And that is the part most people ignore, because nurturing is not meant to come at the cost of your own stability. Giving is not meant to drain you. Supporting is not meant to leave you empty. You are never meant to hold everything. You are meant to sustain what is aligned and release what is not. So if you feel like you have been carrying too much, giving too much, holding on to things that no longer grow, look at the earth. She does not question when it's time to shed. She does not hesitate when something has reached its end. She trusts the cycle, and so should you. Because your power is not just in what you can hold together, it is in what you are strong enough to release. So we have a bit more music here for you.
My hands, they were strong, but my knees were faltering. nights would seem so long. With you I see forever, oh so clearly. Might have been in love before, but it never felt this true. Our dreams are young and we both know that take us where.
One of the things Mother Earth gifts us is herbs. And no, this is not the gardening program. I have mentioned witches before, and I've also explained that that means a wise woman. So if I mention them, witches, witchcraft, please remember that. And I think it's time the negative impact and image around them needs to change. These wise women were mistresses of herbs and their uses. Fresh and dried herbs aren't interchangeable. You're working with two different states. So let's talk about the difference between fresh and dried herbs. In traditional practice, the condition of the plant matters as much as the plant itself. Fresh herbs are alive. They carry moisture, scent, and active oils at their peak. The plant is still in a state of growth, which is why fresh material is often used in workings tied to increase attraction, healing, and movement. What you're working with is immediate, active, and expanding. Dried herbs are different. Same with cooking. They have been cut, preserved, and changed. The water is gone, the structure is stable, and what remains is concentrated. This shifts their function. Dried herbs are often used for protection, banishing, preservation, and long-term work because they hold form instead of expanding. It's not about one being stronger, it's about function. Fresh herbs move quickly, they act fast, but they don't last as long. Dried herbs hold steady, they work slower, but they persist. This is why older practices were specific about preparation. When the plant was harvested, how it was stored, whether it was used fresh or dried, because timing changes the state and the state changes the outcome. If you ignore that you're not working precisely, you're just using the plant without understanding what condition it's in. So even for everyday cooking and stuff, there's a difference. Right, I have another couple of songs here. Heal the World, Michael Jackson. This is the cover by Music Travel Love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. Yeah, yeah. There are ways to get there if you care enough for the living to make a little space, to make a better place, and heal the world and make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, let's make a better place for you and for me. A love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares a joyful giving. And if we try, we shall see. In this bliss we cannot feel. We will dread, we stop existing and start living. Yeah, yeah. And it feels that always love's enough for us growing to make a better world. Oh, make a better place and heal the world and make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, let's make a better place for you and for me.
The idea of so many celebrations. It seems to me to have a twofold benefit, giving thanks and gratitude for the abundance given to us by Mother Earth. Expressing gratitude is very powerful. The other is when we celebrate and work together, it creates a stronger community. It's time for me to go now. My gem for today is a poem by Sabrina Bendery. Sometimes the answer isn't to do more, it's to feel more. You've been taught that healing is hard work, but sometimes it's as simple as letting yourself laugh again, dance again, breathe again. You don't have to suffer to grow. Joy heals what struggle never could. That's all I have for today. I'll be back next Thursday, same time, 95.1 Gem FM. See you then. And to go out, I have an Australian band called Star Departures, and I really like these guys as well. Enjoy.
I bought a mansion on a hill with rooms for everyone. I feel gold-plated silence, marble floors, but ghosts still knock behind each door. I build you walls to keep me sane, but they just echo back my pain. You came by rest, you came by peace. When the beast inside don't sleep, they say time heals, but I've been cut too deep. The scars remember what my soul can't keep. I got healing properties, but they ain't made of land or leaf. Every scar, scripture written underneath. I bled through time, through wars, through dreams, and every night I stayed.
garden grows where bullets fell. My flowers bloom from living hell. Whiskey's my doctor, grief's my priest. My sins got mansions on my street. I walk the halls of memory's gate. Each portrait's just another way. But pain's a price for being real. And I've been paying still. I've been the blade, I've been the wound. I've been the ghost that haunts. I got hidden properties, they burn and bone in symphony. Every tear I shed turns into light beneath. Can't kill what's built from agony. Even God made for me. Even God might bleed for me. Money don't mend the marrow. Glass walls don't hold the rain. Every room in this mansion's hollow. Till I made peace with my pain. They call me monster, they call me myth. But I'm just a man who can't forget. Even claws can learn to close when they've cut through all regret. I got healing properties. I'm healing, I'm healing from within.
Red lights flicker on her skin. Velvet skin she's drowning in. Every stranger gets a piece of her night. But I saw the girl beneath the neon light. She laughed like danger, spoke like sin. Said, baby, love's a game you never win. But the way she touched my broken soul felt like mercy I could hold. She's perfume and pain, confession and rain. And I swear she said my name like it meant something again. Vivian, you're the storm I found my peace within. You make heaven sound like violin when you breathe my name again. Vivian, if love's a crime then lock me in. Cause I'm guilty of every sin that led me back to Vivian.
She said don't try to save me. Tears with poems on my chest, and every sigh confessed regret. I paid the price to stay, but I would've given all away. Cause every saint was once undone by someone who fell like the sun. She has a heart in smoking glass, but I see the little girl she was.
music you want to hear. 95.1 GEM FM.